Unit 18. Predicting volcanic eruptions.
Throughout history, somewhere around 500 volcanic eruptions have been recorded on planet Earth. And scientists estimate that there are about 1,500 potentially active volcanoes in existence today, excluding those on the ocean floor. Throughout history, somewhere around 500 volcanic eruptions have been recorded on planet Earth. And scientists estimate that there are about 1,500 potentially active volcanoes in existence today, excluding those on the ocean floor. In the past, trying to figure out when a volcano would erupt was more or less a guessing game. However, although not an exact science, volcanologists are now able to more accurately predict volcanic eruptions thanks to three reliable techniques: seismic monitoring, gas monitoring, and ground deformation studies. In the past, trying to figure out when a volcano would erupt was more or less a guessing game. However, although not an exact science, volcanologists are now able to more accurately predict volcanic eruptions thanks to three reliable techniques: seismic monitoring, gas monitoring, and ground deformation studies. Seismic monitoring is the measurement of ground motion, which can tip volcanologists off about an impending eruption. Seismic monitoring is the measurement of ground motion, which can tip volcanologists off about an impending eruption. Also used to detect earthquakes, seismographs are capable of identifying the shifting of rock in the Earth's crust, which may be the result of rising magma or liquid molten rock in an agitated volcano. Also used to detect earthquakes, seismographs are capable of identifying the shifting of rock in the Earth's crust, which may be the result of rising magma or liquid molten rock in an agitated volcano. Using seismographs, data of these ruptures is collected and transmitted via radio to computer-equipped monitoring stations, where scientists can keep an eye out for abnormal behavior far from the volcano's danger zone. Using seismographs, data of these ruptures is collected and transmitted via radio to computer-equipped monitoring stations, where scientists can keep an eye out for abnormal behavior far from the volcano's danger zone. A second equally important technique used for predicting volcanic eruptions is the monitoring of gas emissions at the mouth of a volcano. A second equally important technique used for predicting volcanic eruptions is the monitoring of gas emissions at the mouth of a volcano. Previously, it was necessary for volcanologists to crawl into the crater of a volcano in order to record the quantities of the gases being emitted. However, scientists are currently developing new tools, such as infrared telescopes, that can transmit gas emission data automatically and continuously from a volcanic crater to a laboratory, so that vital warning signs may be registered without putting human lives in danger. Previously, it was necessary for volcanologists to crawl into the crater of a volcano in order to record the quantities of the gases being emitted. However, scientists are currently developing new tools, such as infrared telescopes, that can transmit gas emission data automatically and continuously from a volcanic crater to a laboratory, so that vital warning signs may be registered without putting human lives in danger. Sensitive tools like tilt meters and surveying instruments can detect minute changes below the surface of a volcano, which volcanologists use to estimate the depth of a magma source, as well as how fast the magma is traveling to the surface. Sensitive tools like tilt meters and surveying instruments can detect minute changes below the surface of a volcano, which volcanologists use to estimate the depth of a magma source, as well as how fast the magma is traveling to the surface. While volcanic eruptions can be predicted using seismic monitoring, gas monitoring, and deformation studies, scientific method is unable to tell us exactly how large or serious an eruption will be. While volcanic eruptions can be predicted using seismic monitoring, gas monitoring, and deformation studies, scientific method is unable to tell us exactly how large or serious an eruption will be. Volcanologists must therefore be aware of a volcano's complete history if they hope to understand anything about the type, direction, or magnitude of its future eruptions. Volcanologists must therefore be aware of a volcano's complete history if they hope to understand anything about the type, direction, or magnitude of its future eruptions.